1. Filling out the table. General. Exercise 1. First, you have 20 seconds to look at exercise 1. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
My friend told me that there was an internet lounge down here somewhere. The sign said room B020, but I'm already at B240. I think I have to turn around and go down here. Oh, here it is. Room B020. That wasn't so bad. Hi, are you the person I check in with?
Yes, I am.
Great. I want to go on the internet, but this is my first time here. What do I have to do?
Well, first, you're not going to be able to take that Coca-Cola in with you. There are no drinks allowed.
Oh, sorry. I'll finish it now. There, done.
Rules are rules. Are you a student? We have to look at your student ID to let you in.
Yes, I am. Here's my student ID.
Great. I'll show you to where you can go on the internet. We have 50 terminals and all have excellent T1 connections. There is no time limit for your being on the internet as long as we are open. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. throughout the week, and 10 a.m. until midnight on the weekends.
Wow, those are great hours.
Yeah, and you'll be surprised by how often we are full here. Our rates beat those of the other libraries. But we have a very serious rule here that non-university lounges don't have. You are not allowed to download music and movies. I mean, you're not even allowed to sit here and watch online movies. This is a research facility, and we only encourage research.
Oh, I see. Well, I can go somewhere else for the latest MP3s.
Great. There, you're all set. Have fun surfing the net.
This is the end of exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. First, you have 20 seconds to look at exercise 2. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Good afternoon, class. My name is Dr. Luther, and I am in charge of the field trip next week for this class to the Leopold Wetland. Please pick up the permission form that was just passed around, and let's look at it together so you know how to fill it out. First, you can't go on this field trip without a completed permission form. No exceptions. Okay, first fill in the name of this class. What was it again? Oh, yes. Biology 301. So write Biology 301 on the first blank. Then you can write down that we're going to the Leopold Wetland. That's L-E-O-P-O-L-D. This is the wetland that is right near Aldo Leopold's old shack, which I am sure you are all familiar with from reading A Sand Almanac. We will be going on this trip on Saturday, May 21st. That's 2 Saturdays from now. So write Saturday, May 21st. Now this next part is very important. We will be leaving from Agriculture Hall at 8 a.m. That's 8 a.m., everyone. I know it's early, but Agriculture Hall is close to the dorms, and that's why we picked that hall as the departure location. We will return to Stern Hall at 9 p.m. That's Stern Hall at 9 p.m. We're dropping off there because they close the gates for the rest of the campus after 8 p.m. Now, I have two more very important things. You all have to bring your own bag lunch, and you should bring, for clothing, a pair of wading boots. We'll be getting wet. You will absolutely need your wading boots. That's all. We're going to have a great time that day, so we'll see you then.
This is the end of Exercise 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 3. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
So, can you give me the latest statistics on deaths in traffic accidents?
Sure. Official New York City statistics on traffic accidents provide telling information about risks to cyclists and risks from cyclists. For the full year 1992, there were 298 recorded collisions in New York City between cyclists and pedestrians. Two of these resulted in fatal injuries to the pedestrian. The frequency of collisions between motorized vehicles and bicycles was an order of magnitude higher, 3,520 accidents and 17 fatalities. In the same year, 1992, there were 13,599 collisions between pedestrians and motor vehicles in New York City. 294 pedestrians were killed in these accidents, including approximately 15 fatalities on sidewalks and other off-road areas. In other words, pedestrians were almost 50 times more likely to be struck by a motor vehicle than by a bicycle, and more than 100 times more likely to be killed. Indeed, pedestrian deaths from cars running amok off-road in just one year roughly equal pedestrian deaths from all bicyclists in the entire 1980s. Granted, cars far outnumber bikes, but pedestrians and the press would be wise to examine more closely the real danger on the city streets, the huge volume, high speeds, and crushing weight of automobile traffic.
This is the end of Exercise 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Two. Maps. Exercise 1. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 1. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
So I have a couple of ideas about where we can eat lunch after church. There are a number of good places in town, but we should find a place where a lot of people can eat and they have a children's play area. Most people go to Ella's Deli, right across the street.
but I think we should also consider going to the Olive Garden. That's just up the street to the right of the church, to the first intersection. It's on the opposite corner. I love that place, and it's next to a park as well. And then there's Maurice's. It's a little bit more expensive, but I actually like the kids' area they have the best. It's on the same block as the Olive Garden, just on the other side of the park. I actually prefer Maurice's. But we might have some students with us too. So a much more affordable place that could accommodate us all would be the Town and Grill, back down past the Harford Shopping Mall from Maurice's. You have to go left on King Street just a bit, and it's on your right. It's next to Tom's, but Tom's doesn't have a children's play area.
This is the end of Exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 2. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Hello, Mr. Valentino. Thanks for agreeing to be a sponsor of our charity event. Let me tell you about how we will be setting up the reception area and where you can have your company display information. When you get to the hotel, you will follow the signs to the Grand Ballroom. You will walk down some elegant stairs, which will take you past this huge mural of the Chinese landscape on your right. The reception area will be to your left. Now we have set up the two organizers' tables, one for OBB and one for the EU-JMTP on the right in between the doors. On the other side of the room are the three tables for our main sponsors. Since Bayer was the most generous, you get the first table. Then we have a table for Siemens and a table for LanguageLink. We did get a children's choir to sing, by the way, and they'll be at the far side of the room. They'll be accompanied by a piano that is always in that back corner just after the sponsor tables. After the choir has sung, we will direct everyone in through the main doors, which are just to the right of the EU-JMTP table. Then we'll enter the dining room and the dinner will begin.
This is the end of Exercise 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Three. Checking. Exercise 1. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 1. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Hi, I'm new here. What are the meal rates for students? My sister was here 3 years ago, but she told me that the rates might have gone up.
She's right. They've actually gone up each year. Only a little bit, mind you. But that adds up if your sister told you about our rates 3 years ago.
So how much is breakfast now?
It's $2.75, I think it was $2 3 years ago.
That's not so bad. How about lunch?
Lunch is $3.75.
Is dinner still $4?
Nope, but it didn't go up as much as the other meals. It's just 50 cents more now. Did your sister tell you about our meal plan?
She said something about it.
It's definitely the way to go. You can eat all meals during weekdays for just $50 per week. This gives you the flexibility of going out on the weekend and providing for yourself. But if you're not a social person, we also offer a full 7-day plan for $68. That's actually the most affordable.
Wow. I see that your breakfast hours are earlier than my sister told me.
That's what the students wanted. They were finding they couldn't make their 7:45 class unless we started to serve breakfast at 6:30. They just couldn't make it when we started serving at 7 a.m. Neither could they make it if they came after 9.
Your lunch hours are just as she told me. Hey, dinner is also longer than it used to be.
Yeah, students asked to make that longer too. Now we go until 8:30 p.m. every night.
I like that too.
Which plan would you like to buy?
I'm just checking now. I'll think about it and come back later.
This is the end of Exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 2. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Oh, that's a great idea to go to the dance party tonight. But who can we ask? I know my wife can't come. She hates staying up late.
Well, we could ask Moritz and Sigrid.
No, I just talked to Sigrid, and he's flying to Berlin early tomorrow.
How about Moritz?
I'll call and ask. You want to ask Jerry and Anna? They might like to go dancing with us. And I can ask Raymond. He's Irish. He loves to party.
Okay, and I'll ask Susanna. I think Moritz has a thing for her. And if she goes, you know she'll have to take Mary, too.
After making a bunch of calls, both Scott and Stephanie returned to exchange notes.
So, how did it go? I called Moritz, and he said yes right away. I didn't mention anything about asking Susanna, though. He was just happy to go out.
That's great. Susanna wasn't too sure when I called her, but when I told her we were asking Moritz, she jumped and said yes. But get this, Mary didn't want to go.
Really?
Yeah, she was right there and everything. She just didn't want to go, but to have a rest.
Wow. And how about Gary and Anna?
Gary is coming, but Anna was feeling a little bit under the weather, and she said she wanted to go to bed early. You know, get some beauty sleep. These Spanish, always thinking about beauty.
That's all right. I couldn't get a hold of Raymond. His roommate told me that he has been out of the campus to the downtown with two friends.
This is the end of Exercise 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. First, you have 20 seconds to look at exercise 3. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Hey everyone, can I get your attention please? My name is Sean Price and I want to tell you about a party we're having for friends and acquaintances this weekend. Some of you may have received invitations already, but I want to tell you about a couple of changes since we started handing those out. First, since so many people are coming now, we're not calling this a welcome party for new friends to Beijing anymore. We're just calling it a dance party. It will still be held on Saturday, May 25th, at 10:30 p.m. at Blue Jays, near the Workers' Stadium. But now we're planning on not ending at midnight, but going all night. Yeah, I know some of you will like that. Now the thing that we think is special about this party is that the profits from the door money is not going to me or some bar owner. All door money will be donated to help children in the area. This means we'll be giving your door fee to help orphans or kids who need some kind of surgery or something. Yeah, I know, that's cool. Our DJ will be a good friend of mine from America, Cool Cliff. And another important thing, this is not by invitation only. The party is open to all. That means that you might get what looks like an invitation, but it's really just an announcement to help you remember the party and get there. So invite all your friends, come, and be ready to dance, drink beer, and have some fun.
This is the end of exercise 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.